Amen. Y'all can be seated.
Chris, what key you was in?
This was in G.
G. Behold, he come riding on a cloud, shining like the sun, and the trumpets call. Lift your voice.
It's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Behold, he comes
riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call.
Thank you. Glory to God. Come on, can we give God a great big God bless you in this house? Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. I am excited. If anybody see my wife, tell her that I'm cutting her pay because I don't have my tablet. I don't have no notes, so I guess I just talk, and that's what it is? Okay, waiting on me, and I came around a different way, but we're excited about today. Listen, I was in the back, we was doing, before we got ready to do the baptism.
That's all your old school.
Thank you so very much. When we was in the back doing baptism, Brother Major and Brother Brian, I was excited to be able to do their baptism, because again, this is the first baptism of Next Generation Church. Come on, can we give them a great big God bless you? The first, yes, Brother Brian and Brother Major, the first baptism of Next Generation Church. And listen, and I'm excited being back home. This is home to me, and I'm so excited. One thing I realized, I think Pastor Clinton walked out, but I appreciate Pastor Clinton for planting us, Town Creek Church, for planting Next Generation Church, right? I appreciate it, and the reason why I appreciate it is because we went up to this business meeting up in, a START network. Let me say it like that. It was a START network that we wanted to thank you, brother. I love you, brother. I don't know about your sister right now, but I love you. We went up to the START network and in Columbia, and so one thing I realized in that is, I'm gonna tell you something. I love Pastor Clint. And the reason why I love Pastor Clint, because we're fighting shoulder to shoulder to break down what the world says church looks like. We're breaking down every stronghold of what the world says church looks like. We're standing on the wall, shoulder to shoulder, with our sword in our hand, and said, no matter what you say church look like, we want to say what God said church look like. Y'all ain't talking to me. This is what God said church look like. Glory to God, and we are excited. Barbara, they was talking about you in here. I want to tell you that. They was talking about you. I defended you, though. I sure did. I defended you. That's what a husband does. I defend you. We are excited. Look, let me tell you something. I tell you, Pastor Clint just doing it up. I need to go and come back more often, ain't it, if I'm get this type of treatment. But I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited. Chris sung my favorite song. The worship team sung my favorite song, Days of Elijah. I love that song. And then the opportunity to when he picked me up at the end, I started to go a little longer. But I know I'm on a time limit today because South Carolina do play today. I'm trying to get home before all that take place. But we praise God on today. We're still going along with the series, Jesus is Better, right? I think that's the series in Hebrews, Jesus is Better. And that's the series we're still going along with today out of the book of Hebrews. And it's exciting because in the book of Hebrews, there was warning and there was encouragement, right? But there also was assurance. And we're going to hit all three of those today. Warning, encouragement, and assurance. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. My Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints of God, listen, we are living in a time where everything seems to be shaken. Families are shaken. Finances are shaken. Even the church is shaken, right? But I came to remind somebody today that the Word of God declares that we have hope, that that is an anchor for the soul, firm, watch this, and secure. Can someone say secure? So everybody that said that, so somebody seemed like they're a little shaken. So can you say secure?
Secure.
Come on, let's go to the book. Let's go to Hebrews 6 chapter. Hebrews 6, beginning at verse 1. Hebrews 6, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, leaving the decision of the election, of the elementary principle of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying against the foundation of repentance from the dead works and of the faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on hands, of resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Can you do me a favor right there? Can you, in your Bibles, do you have your Bibles? Put a marker on the enlightened. Just put a marker there up on the enlightened. And have tasted the heavenly gifts. I need you to put a marker upon the heavenly gifts. And have become partakers of the Holy Spirit. And have tasted the good works, the good word of God, and the power of the age to come. If they fall away, I need you to put a marker upon the fall away. If they fall away, to renew them again in repentance, since the crucified again for themselves the Son of God, and put to an open shame. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often come upon it, and bear herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receive blessings from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your works and labors of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish or imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Can you share just a thought with your neighbor just for a second? Say, anchored. Okay, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Listen. Anchored in hope. In hope. Anchored in hope. Hebrews 6 walk us from warning to encouragement and to the land lands us in assurance. We can walk through, come on, let's walk through this together. The whole book of Hebrews was written to believers who came out of Judaism. The whole book, watch this, the whole book that we call the Bible, right, was written for believers to stay out of sin. That's what the book of the Bible was. They struggled between staying with Christ or going back to the old covenant, right? The old covenant was God's agreement with Israel through Moses, centered on the law, sacrifice, and obedience. It was good, but temporary, meant to prepare the way for Christ and the new covenant. But Paul was writing, the writer was writing. I don't know why I keep saying Paul. I said this on Bible study. I want to say Paul wrote this, Pastor Clint. I'm not for sure whether he did or not. But the writer, my wife kept saying, hey, stop saying Paul. And I done said it again. The writer wrote this. He said, therefore, leaving the decision of the elementary principle of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Watch this. You have school here at Town Creek, and you have school here. I think y'all started elementary, or do y'all start it? K-4. You start from K-4, and you work your way up from K-4. If you're in elementary school, you learn elementary things. But when you get to a point where you go to the next grade, you learn something different. It always continue to go up. You should always continue to go forward. Watch this. You can't stay in kindergarten forever. You can't keep circling around the same lesson. The Spirit is saying, grow up in me. Watch this. Grow deeper in me. Press higher in me. And don't stop at the foundation. If you build a house, you start with the foundation. And when you start with the foundation, you can't say this is a house, because it's just the foundation. So you have to go, you have to build it, you have to build the walls, you have to build a roof. All these things have to be built in order for it to be called a house. We can't just stop because we gave our heart to Jesus Christ. It's more than that. We just can't stop. I got saved, I got baptized, and you stop right there. You are still in elementary kindergarten if you stop there. It's more than just getting saved. Amen. Watch this. Don't stop at the starting line. Don't stop there. Run the race. You have been saved long enough. It's time to move from milk to meat. I was talking with my wife the other day. I said, sweetheart, how things? And she said, well, you know, the baby got to drink the milk first, and after the milk, I didn't know what is soft. Soft food, I didn't know what that meant, soft food. I'm like, soft food, what is that? And that's something that the baby can control once they get into a certain age. And then they go on up to the meat. And that's just like us when we're coming to Christ. We have to be served the milk first before we get to Christ. When we get to Christ, then we go to soft food, right? And then after we get finished the soft food, then we can go to the meat, right? But I found out something. That's why some of us get upset when the preachers are preaching the word of God and the word of God is coming against you. It's because you can't handle the meat. You still at the elementary stage, right? And then so the pastor himself has to actually discern within the Spirit of God to know which ones that can handle the meat and which ones you need to still stay with the milk. Y'all ain't talking to me. So every now and then you got to go a little bit farther, not a whole lot, just begin to know that you have some in there that's still on the milk. Because some going to walk outside and say, the pastor was talking about me. I was the same way. Every time I get into church on Sunday morning at my old church, I get there and I'm like, every time I get there, Pastor Cook always talk about what happened at Bible study. And I'm like, he's always talking about what happened at Bible study. Well, I found out when I go to Bible study, he never talks about it. And what happened was, I was the one that was still in the elementary stage. Why I was still there? I was still there because I was getting upset because I didn't make Bible study. And I always thought, the pastor talking about us. Tell my wife that. The pastor always talking about us. But we cannot stop at the starting line. We got to finish the race. You have been saved long enough. Watch this. And you go from milk to meat, from baby steps to bold faith. Watch this. You can't still stay at mustard seed faith. Let me go on this side over here. You can't stay at mustard seed faith. You have to go to bold faith. You got to know for it without a shadow of a doubt that I have faith to believe that God can do anything. He can do anything as long as I'm standing in righteousness. God can do anything. I want to listen. Watch this. For it is impossible. I want to get to this part. For it's impossible for those who were once enlightened. Somebody say enlightened. And have tasted the heavenly gift. Watch this. And have became partakers. Watch this. Partakers of the Holy Spirit. Watch this. Here the author was making it very clear. And can I take my time on this, Pastor Clint? Thank you so much. I hear the author making it very clear that the people he was speaking to, in fact, are Christians. Because he said, you'll taste the heavenly gifts. People that are not saved cannot taste the heavenly gift. I would have got a little bit more amens. They cannot taste of the heavenly gift. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Only the true Christians have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit. Watch this. So we know that the author is speaking directly to the persecuted saints. Watch this. We get outside sometimes and people say, I don't know why you believe that God you believe in. I don't know why you believe this church that you go to. I don't know why you believe in that. We've been persecuted all the days of our life. We've been persecuted by people that just don't like us. We've been persecuted by those that got a problem with time. We've been persecuted by those that have a problem with next generation. We've been persecuted because me and this man here join one hand to hand, walking, telling people the wages of sin is death, but there's a gift called eternal life. We've been persecuted all the days of our life, but you cannot fall away from the faith. Just because they don't like it, don't fall away. Just because they don't agree with it, don't fall away. I'm following what the scripture says. And if you don't like what the scripture says, then you probably need to go to another church. Because I'm going to stay with what the scripture says, right? He said, watch this. He said, the Jews have already accepted Christ, right? And the forgiveness of their sins is found through Christ's work on the cross. Watch this. But if they fall away or turn back to the old law, listen, what he was telling them, watch this. David fell back. But he just fell away. He didn't stay. Can I help somebody? Peter fell away, but he didn't stay. Falling away and walking away is two different things. I just fell away. I fought some kind of way. I allowed my own mind, my own flesh, and the enemy speaking to me to just fall away. But watch this. There's a comeback. God Almighty, there's a comeback called repentance. Y'all ain't talking to me. Even though I fell away, even though David fell away, even though Peter fell away, they found a comeback which is called repentance. They just fell away. He said, we done tasted the heavenly gifts. We know what God done for us. We done tasted the heavenly gifts. And those that taste the heavenly gift, just because you fall away, right? Watch this. The Bible said that we should restore such a one. They've been enlightened, right? I found out Christ paid the ultimate price. And suggesting that they don't need Christ and thinking that they can reject Christ did and what Christ did and go back to the old way will be like crucifying him again. But we just fell away. You know how we get sometimes? We get mad because the preacher preaches something. I ain't going back to that church. I'm going to go to another church like it's no problems in another church, like the other preacher ain't preaching it. Or something happened to where it turns us away, right? Watch this. The only sin that's unforgiven is the sin of blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. That's the only sin that's unforgiven, right? But just because you've fallen away, it don't mean you're lost. I always ask my daughter when she was going through her debacle. Can I call it debacle? Yeah, when she was going through her debacle, she always said, Daddy, I'm recalculating. Daddy, I'm recalculating. Daddy, I'm recalculating. After a while, I was like, that's a lot of recalculating. I don't think the GPS recalculate that much, but she said, I'm recalculating. And every now and then, we get off the road. We get off that road, and when we get off that road, but we got to realize there's a way back. We have tasted the goodness of the Lord, and in tasting the goodness of the Lord, listen, I want that feeling again, even if I fall away. I can't forget about that taste. I tell my wife all the time, I said, when I kiss my wife before I leave, I don't want to leave. Okay, let me talk to the married men. When I kiss my wife before I leave to go anywhere, I don't want to leave because I taste it. I thought somebody would have said something. Because I taste it, right? If you ever taste it and been enlightened by God, I found out something, and I'm going to move on. I found out something. Is that if you taste it, I've known a well-known preacher that have tasted the goodness of the Lord and walked away from it, right? Listen, Paul said it, so I'm going to say it. Paul said, sometimes I speak as not the Holy Spirit, right? So Paul said, I speak this. And then Paul said, sometimes the Holy Spirit. He said, not the Holy Spirit, but I. So I'm going to say, not the Holy Spirit, but I. I believe, this is just my personal opinion, I believe if you have tasted Christ and you walk away, I believe you weren't saved in the first place. That's me speaking. Because how, it should be so hard for us to sin. It should be so easy for us to stay in Christ. But we have the opposite. It's like, it's so hard. It's so hard. Pastor, it's so hard, Pastor. Pastor, it's so hard. I can't. Things always coming in different ways. Pastor, it's so hard. Why is it hard? You tasted it. You've been enlightened by it. So why is it so hard for you to stay in the faith? I'm going on, Pastor Clint. Watch this. The text warns us, right? Some taste the goodness, but never truly surrender. Like land that drinks water and rain, but only produces thorns, and at the end is judgment. It is not enough just to taste it, right? You got to take hold of it. It's not enough just to experience it. You got to walk in it, right? He goes on in verse 9, he said, beloved, watch this. This is the confidence. This is what we need. After going through what we went through, then he said, listen, I'm going to give you some insurance on this input. I'm going to give you some insurance. He said, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, the things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. Watch this. Tell somebody better things for you. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor better things for you. You got to say it with confidence. You can't say it like because they got to know that better things for you. I love this shift that the writer says. We are confident of better things concerning you. Watch this. God has seen your labor. God has seen your love. God is not unjust to forget. Your tears are not wasted. Your prayers are not wasted. Your service is not wasted. Heaven has recorded, and you and your God remembers. Watch this. Keep loving, keep serving, keep on believing, because the promise is what is on its way. Y'all ain't talking to me. The promise is on its way. That means your hope is not shaky. Your hope is not fragile. Your hope is anchored. And can I stop there just for a second? Anchored, when you stop at a port, Pastor Clinton, the Navy, AJ is on his way somewhere out in the water. He took a picture. I told him to take a picture of the water, not the sky next time. But he's on his way. But when he get to a certain point, you have to what? Drop anchor. And when you drop anchor, you're stationary for that moment. You're anchored in the ground. You ain't going nowhere. If you drop one anchor, you just spin around in a circle. You drop both anchors, it will hold you in place. But when you become anchored, Lord have mercy, when you come anchored in Jesus Christ, I promise you without a shadow of a doubt, you anchored in Jesus, you would not fall. God Almighty. You can't fall because you're anchored in Jesus. Watch this. When the storm rise, anchor. Lord have mercy. When the wind blow, anchor. And this anchor is not ground, not in the ground. It is in glory. Watch this. When the devil tried to shake you, anchor. Watch this. Remind him. Watch this. You got to remind that booger. He always trying to remind you of your past. You remind him of his future. Y'all ain't talking to me. When he try to remind you of your past, you remind him of his future. You tell him, listen, I know what I've done in the past, but I got saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to remind you of your future because in the end, I win this war. You're already talking to me. He fought the battle. I won this thing. Glory to God. Watch this. He said, listen, I'm anchored in Jesus Christ. Remind him, my hope is not in man. My hope is not in money. My hope is not in my circumstances. My hope is anchored in Jesus Christ, the high priest. Watch this. I'm anchored in Jesus. I won't be moved. Lord have mercy. I'm anchored in the spirit. Walk in truth. When the wind blows, the storm rises, but my anchor holds, I got heaven ties. Y'all ain't talking to me. Lord have mercy. I'm anchored in prayer. I'm anchored in praise. I'm anchored in Jesus all the days of my life. He can't shake me. Fear won't break me. The Holy Spirit fire is always with me. Stay anchored in Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, my anchor holds. My anchor holds. You got to stay connected with Jesus Christ. Your anchor holds. Listen, when you're anchored in Jesus, you cannot be moved. No matter whether you fall away or not, you cannot be moved when you're anchored in Jesus Christ. Paul, the writer was saying, listen, I'm going to give you a warning, but I'm going to give you insurance as well. That's what we preach all the time. We preach, this is a warning from God. To get your life in order. Don't fall away. Get your life in order. But then now he ends it with assurance. Right, not insurance. It's called assurance. Insurance could be canceled at any time. They can cancel you at any time. Something happened to your house. Somehow the reason, you didn't read the fine print at the bottom. And that fine print said you ain't getting what you thought you were getting, right? But Jesus don't have a fine print. When he said he give you assurance, he said, listen, you have assurance now, you have assurance in the past, and you will have assurance in the future. That's what he give us, assurance. Our anchor holds. It won't let go. He will not let go. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. His anchor holds. Come hell or high water, his anchor holds. Storms come, his anchor holds. The wind may blow, but his anchor holds. We got to know with assurance that his anchor holds. When you know that with assurance, you will run right in this place. I promise you, I ain't gonna run today. I feel like it, but I ain't running today. I feel it. You gotta know. You gotta know with assurance. If I'd have knew this years ago, I'd have been and gave my life to Christ. But because of what man said, right? Man said this, you gotta change this, you gotta change this. And every time you hear someone, they say, well, I got to get my life right first, Pastor. Well, you ain't gonna get it right. You ain't gonna get it right. You can try all you want to. You're not gonna get it right. But when you give it to God, when you remember what he done on the cross, that's when, listen. I tell him, I said, listen. Don't get your life right. Let the Holy Spirit do it. Because the Holy Spirit will clean you up from the inside out. Right? But when we try to do it, we just clean up the outside. That's all we want to do, clean up the outside so people can see, right? But God sees the heart. So I said, don't, listen, allow the Holy Spirit. You mean tell me I could come as you are. Come as you are and let the Holy Spirit do what it does. And watch this, when you tasted it, God Almighty, when you tasted what he can do, I had COVID, but when you tasted that he said, I'm going to bring you through it, my daddy just had surgery, appetite leave. But when you taste it, my dad said, glory to God, I'm still going to trust him. No matter what happened to me, I'm still going to trust him. God Almighty, when you've tasted it, when you know without a shadow of a doubt what God can do. Mr. Major got up out of that water. When he got up out of the water, he said, glory to God, I've tasted what Jesus can do. God Almighty, when you tasted it, I drank. I'm not supposed to drink any more soda, Pastor Clint. I'm done. I'm not to drink any more soda. But I drank a Mountain Dew the other day. It was good too. It was cold. My wife had it in the freezer. And what she does, she put it in plain sight where I can't see it. And it was in the freezer. And I saw it, but somebody took it out the freezer and put it on the countertop. And Brother Ed, I looked at it, I said, I'm gonna get you when I come back. So when I got back, I thought maybe my wife's gonna move it, but it was still on the countertop. And I said, oh, this is gonna taste good. So I took it and I poured it in the cup. And when I poured it in the cup, I'm walking down the stairs like, yes, sir. I'm finna, I haven't tasted you in a long time. And as I consume that, it refreshed me at that moment, which I know I shouldn't have it, but it refreshed me at that moment. But just think, that favorite thing that you like the most, Jesus tastes even better. He tastes even better. Yeah. He said, you drink of my water, you will what? Never thirst again. If you drink of Jesus Christ, I promise you, a shadow of a doubt, you won't fall back. If you do, you won't stay back. Because I want that taste again. I want that feeling. You know how it was when you first got saved? You was excited. You went and told everybody. I'm saved. I'm saved. I went to my job. Told them, I'm saved. I'm saved. And they're like, what? I said, I'm saved. I'm saved. But after a while, they said, I'm saved. I'm saved. After a while, it just continued to diminish. Why? Because we've lost the taste. But when it's back, I believe God. I trust God. Because I tasted his goodness. And I know I want that feeling again. Watch this. He hadn't left you. He's in the same place that you left him. He's an awesome God. He is an awesome God. Trust him. Believe in him. Tell somebody, my anchor holds. Give him some praise in this house. My anchor holds, man. My anchor holds. Listen. If you see me out on the street, just say, Adrian, my anchor's still holding. Because we encourage one another. My anchor still holds, right? No matter what I go through, right, my anchor's still going to hold. I told you in the beginning, our anchor is holding. That's my brother in Christ. Our anchor's still holding. I hope you're hearing this on live. My anchor is holding. I will not fall back. I will not give up because my anchor is going to hold. I don't worry about what man say anymore. Because my anchor is holding. I'm done. I tell them, I said, you know, there may be a different heaven that some people are going to. Because the heaven that I'm going to, Jesus Christ is there. Right? And the last time I checked the record, you said it a lot. Your grandma is Eve. Right? My grandma is Eve. Your granddad is Adam. My granddad is Adam. So the heaven that some people are going to, I have no idea. But the one I'm going to, God said there's no color. There's just his glory. There's no man or woman. That's just his glory. No matter where, hey, you can go where you want to go, but I'm going where Jesus is. I'm going where my Savior is. I don't care about nobody else. Go where you want to go. I want you to go to heaven. But the heaven that I'm going to, we all brothers and sisters in Christ. Our anchor holds. Our anchor holds. Come on, stand to your feet. Glory to God. Our anchor holds. Listen. If you haven't on this day, this is the day, accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you got to think about it, you need to come to the altar. You need to come to the altar. If your anchor is not holding, you got to think about it, you need to come to the altar. Today, watch this, is the day to just say, Lord, I surrender all. Today is the day. Tomorrow may not be promised to us. Today is the day. You know that individual that you've been praying for, that they would give their life to Christ? Put them on your heart today. Bring them to the altar. Because your prayers, you tasted it. You know what he tastes like. And you could tell them, he's sweet, I know, because I tasted it. Today is the day. If I found out something from Pastor, we were a month in at Next Generation Church, and I found out something. I didn't have to ask Brother Major and Brother Brian. They said, I want to be baptized. They've tasted what God can do. And they say, I want to complete this thing we call baptism, because I want the world, God Almighty, I want the world to know that I love Jesus. That's what I want the world to know. If today is your day, I promise you, I know you hear it all the time from Pastor Clint, please, whatever you came here with, that burden that you came here with, please don't take it back with you. Please. The altar is, I would say, lay your burdens at the altar and leave them there. I beg of you. He can change every situation that you can. That's the type of God we serve. Come on, Pastor Clint. He's so worthy to be praised. The altar is open.